ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンバ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 21, Nihongo Dojo. Do a little more to make your Japanese better.
Naomi です。
Rebecca here.
今日もよろしくお願いします。
今日もよろしくお願いします。お元気ですか、Naomi 先生？
はい、元気です。元気ですか？
はい、元気ですよ。Okay, so in today's lesson, we're going to be comparing casual speech and polite speech again.
そうです。
We're going to look at how to do this with irregular verbs.
Which are します。And kimasu.
That's right. In today's dialogue, we are going to be joining Fabrizio and Fuyuka-san again.
And they're at Konpira-san, the Kotohira Shrine in Shikoku.
As we mentioned in the previous lesson, the Kotohira Shrine in Shikoku, which is also called Konpira-san, that's the name of the mountain, this is famous for its long, steep stone steps. And I think in today's dialogue, they'll be climbing them. Is that right?
So, desu ne, I think so too.
And they get a phone call from someone?
Ah, so, so, so. Please listen to see who is calling.
まだですか。急で長い階段ですね。
もうちょっとです。この階段は長くて有名ですよ。もしもし？あ、お母さん。今？コンピラさん。え？今からお父さんと来るの？うん、そっか。うん、そうそう。じゃあどうするの？うん、じゃあまた電話する。じゃあね。
はい、ファブリッツィオです。あ、くるみさん？今？コンピラさんです。え？本当ですか？今から来ますか？ああ、そうですか。はい、そうです。じゃあ、どうしますか？ええ、では、また電話します。失礼します。
もう一度お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり。お願いします。
まだですか？急で長い階段ですね。
もうちょっとです。この階段は長くて有名ですよ。もしもし？あ、お母さん。今、コンピラさん。え？今からお父さんと来るの？うん、そっか。うん、そうそう。じゃ、どうするの？うん。じゃ、また、電話する。じゃあね。
はい。ファブリッツィオです。あ、くるみさん？今、コンピラさんです。え？本当ですか？今から来ますか？ああ、そうですか。はい、そうです。じゃ、どうしますか？ええ、では、また電話します。失礼します。
今度は英語が入ります。
まだですか。急で長い階段ですね。
Are we there yet? These stairs are steep and long.
もうちょっとです。この階段は長くて有名ですよ。
We're almost there. This stairway is famous for its length.
もしもし?あ、お母さん。今?コンピラさん。
Hello. Hi, Mom. Now? We're at コンピラさん。
え?今からお父さんと来るの?
What? You're coming with Dad now?
うん。そっか。
Yes, I see.
うん、そうそう。
Yeah, that's right.
じゃあどうするの?
What are you gonna do then?
うん。じゃあまた電話する。じゃあね。
Got it. I'll call you again. Later.
Hi. Fabrizio です。
Hello, this is Fabrizio.
あ、くるみさん?今?コンピラさんです。
あ、Hi, くるみ。Now? I'm at コンピラさん。
え?本当ですか?今から来ますか?ああ、そうですか。
Really? Are you coming now? I see.
はい、そうです。じゃあ、どうしますか?
Yes, that's right. What are you gonna do then?
ええ、では、また電話します。失礼します。
Okay, I'll give you a call again. Bye bye.
You may have noticed that the name of the shrine that we've been looking at in the conversations recently is actually, technically, it is the Kotohira Shrine, right?
そうですね。コンピラさん is a nickname of Kotohira Jingu.
Okay, so the shrine is called Kotohira, but why do people call it コンピラさん then?
I think the name of the mountain the shrine is on is コンピラ山 or コンピラさん。
Oh, I see. Yeah, actually, I've heard that before with other...religious institutions like there's, what's it called?
Narita-san?
Well, there's Narita-san、Hi. And there's a really famous one I'm thinking of. I can't think what it's called. Koya-san. That's...
Hi. The big Buddhist temple.
Yeah, it's like a whole monastic. It's a complex, right?
すごい大きいですよ。I've been there.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. And it's huge.
Right, so the whole thing is called Koya-san, isn't it? But there's individual temples with different names, probably, on the mountain. Okay, so in this case, we're referring to the Kotohira Shrine as Kompira-san, but we mean the shrine complex on Mount Kompira, right?
そうです。
Okay, well, let's have a look at the vocabulary from today's dialogue. First item, 急, urgent, sudden, or steep. This is a な adjective. 急, う, 急, next.
階段
stairs
階段階段階段
next
する
to do this is a class 3 verb
するする
next item
来る
to come this is a class 3 verb
来る来る
next
失礼
Discourtesy, impoliteness.
しつれい失礼
Last.
失礼します
Excuse me.
しつれいします失礼します
Now we're going to have a look at a phrase from the dialogue. Naomi sensei, can you say it for us, please?
もうちょっとです
Which means just a little bit further.And breaking this up into its component parts, we have
も
meaning again or more,
ちょっと
a little, a few,
です
copula. In Style You and Beyond Lesson 9, we came across the word more, meaning already. That more and more as in
more ちょっと
have different meanings and different pronunciations. So I'm going to leave this up to Naomi sensei to make sure we get the accents right. But the one we came across in today's dialogue means more or again. So a bit further. It's hard to explain in English because in Japanese it's more.
そうです。
And in English it's more. So they sound really similar.
そうですね。
Anyway, more means more. But the more we came across before in Style You and Beyond number 9 means already.
そうです。もう。
And what was the phrase that we...
もう一時です。
It's already 1 o'clock.
そうです。
So these two words are different. The sentence from today's dialogue that we're going to look at in some detail is
この階段は長くて有名ですよ。
Here we're getting another chance to look at combining adjectives.
そうです。
長くて有名です。
はい。There are two verb conjugation sentences in today's dialogue, right?
Yep, right.
Fabrizio said, 急で長い階段ですね。
Stairway that is steep and long.
It's just steep and long. In the second line, Fuyuka said, この階段は長くて有名ですよ。It means, this staircase is long, therefore it's famous.
Right, so there's not actually a therefore, which is, there's no word in there that means therefore, but there's a logical connection. The second adjective
is the
result of the first one.
そうです。
Okay, so some other examples of this.
このパンは美味しくて有名ですよ。
So this bread is tasty and it's famous. So it's famous for being tasty. All right. Can you give us one more?
ファブリツィオは声が大きくてうるさいです。
Okay, so Fabrizio has a loud voice and he's kind of irritating. Well, he's kind of noisy. So the second adjective, urusai, is a logical result of his voice being 大きい. Is that what you mean? I see. I've actually never really thought about that before, but I understand what you mean. So in this case, the stairs are famous for being long. It's a very long staircase. It's famous for that. All right, now let's have a look at the grammar point. We'll be looking at class 3 verbs.
はい、そうです。
The irregulars.
But there are only two.
Yes. Yay! We love Japanese. Okay, so the sentence from the dialogue was
また電話する。
I'll call you again, or I'll call you later. The verb します is here in its dictionary form, which is
する。
The other class 3 verb which we've looked at so far is
来ます。
And in its dictionary form, it becomes
来る。
The best way to handle these verbs is just to remember them. And you'll come across them all the time in Japanese, either in their must form or in their dictionary form. So either as suru or shimasu or kuru or kimasu. And again, just a reminder that the difference in usage between these two forms, between the dictionary and the must form, is about politeness. Or if you want to look it up in the dictionary, then you have to put it in the dictionary form. But if you're going to actually use it, make sure that you're aware of your relationship to the person who you're speaking to. So if it's your sensei, you say します.
はい。
And
きます.
Right. But if it's your friend, you can say
する and くる. If you're going to make a casual question form,
yes.
Usually we don't put か at the end of the sentence.
You can say するか or するか.
It's correct, but it sounds a bit masculine.
Mm-hmm. So that's when we say it with rising intonation.
そうです. Or put の, but の, no sounds a bit feminine. So,
right. Doesn't no also imply, because I've given a lot of thought to no, doesn't no mean that you have some reason for asking the question? Eh, suru no? Eh, kuru no? Means that they've said something and you're like, what? Oh, you're coming? You already kind of, you're basing it on something you've heard.
Kind of confirming.
That's right. Yeah, confirming.
So this, so this. The easiest way is just raise the intonation.
So how would I say, are you coming?
Kuru.
All right. And, will you phone them?
電話する?
Yeah, okay. So hopefully you could hear there that Naomi-sensei's voice went up at the end of the sentence.
はい。
So just one more time, can we have kuru and suru with rising intonation?
Kuru? Suru?
じゃあ皆さん、大丈夫ですか? Did you get that? We'll see you next week. In the meantime, check out the PDF.
じゃあまた。
まだですか。急で長い階段ですね。
もうちょっとです。この階段は長くて有名ですよ。もしもし?あ、お母さん。今?コンピラさん。え、今からお父さんと来るの?うん、そっか。うん、そうそう。じゃあどうするの?うん、じゃあまた電話する。じゃあね。
はい、ファブリッツィオです。
あ、 くるみさん？今？コンピラさんです。え？本当ですか？今から来ますか？ああ、そうですか。はい、そうです。じゃあ、どうしますか？ええ、では、また電話します。失礼します。